If it's fair, the game is over. At the track, at the wall, adios! Walk-off solo home run. Zach Short, Cubs win 3-2, and they're a half a game out of the wild card in the Eastern Division. That was from last night's ball game. South Bend beat Lansing 3-2 on the walk-off home run by Zach Short. He's had a 2-home-run, 6-RBI game against Lansing this year. I think he's going to be welcome to Lansing anymore. He's not maybe the more popular guy, as he has done a lot of damage against the Lugnuts this year. Eric Hansen, Fighting Irish Football Insider for the South Bend Tribune. I'm Darren Pritchett, and we're joined in the booth by the guy who hit the walk-off home run last night, Zach Short. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem.
My pleasure. Last time you hit a home run like that, a walk-off or a big, big home run, when was that?
Couldn't tell you. I definitely have never hit a walk-off before, but in college, my sophomore year, I had a 2-home-run game in the conference, one of the conference playoff games, and that was probably the most recent one besides the other Lansing.
Well, take us through the home run last night and just the experience of hitting a walk-off for the first time.
We needed something to get us going. Obviously, you know, we've left however many guys on, 16 guys.
16,
and,
yeah.
I mean, you never really want to get up there and get too big. Like, Cavante, he popped out to right. I don't know what inning it was, but he said, he's like, hey, man, like, don't get too big. Just stay with it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Because, you know, every time you get up in the ninth or bottom of the ninth, you're like, oh, I'm going to hit a walk-off. And then you get huge, you get jammed and stuff like that. But, so, I mean, you know, you just stay with the same approach and hopefully you get a good pitch to hit.
Zach, you mentioned your college days. You went to Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
I don't even know what conference that is in.
Yeah.
How did you end up at Sacred Heart, and when did you start to get a sense that you would have an opportunity to be a pro baseball player?
Well, I ended up at Sacred Heart. I had a area code baseball tryout. It's like a pretty big. I had no chance of making the team. I was 140 pounds my senior year, so I was really small. And Coach G. Quinto there, who just retired, he actually played in the NFL for the Dolphins and the Redskins.
Cool.
Yeah, so he gave me a wonderful opportunity there, and things just took off. My freshman year, I had a really good start, and I started to get some interest, but I mean, again, I'm still 150, 160 pounds, and I'm skinny now, but then I was probably half the size almost. And then sophomore year, I played in the Cape Cod League, and that I didn't do as well as I hoped to, but after that, things really started to take off.
So about a year ago at this time, you're taken by the Chicago Cubs. How did you find out, and just what was your reaction to being drafted?
I actually had a really poor junior year of college, and like you said, you don't even know what conference there is, so it's not a very hard conference to get beat up in, and I did. I didn't know what was going on, so that hurt my stock a little bit. But I was told maybe 8 to 12, and then 8 or 10 came around, and I had some movement, and they took Dakota Mekis. So then after that, our agent was like, you know, just stay with it. They're going to go early tomorrow. And I was like, okay. And I was at my brother's game because I was like, you know what, I'm not sitting at home. I went to watch him pitch, and I didn't hear anything for the first 5 or 6 rounds, and it was just like, all right, well, when do we decide to go back to school? And I was at the game, and my agent was telling me, he's like, all right, I got some noise. And he said, congrats, you're a Cubby. And it was awesome.
Knowing Dakota Mekis the way I did for about a month and a half before he left, I'm sure he's never brought that up, right, that he was taken maybe possibly instead of you?
I brought it up the first time. I was like, oh, that's the kid, huh? I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. So.
Well, on Sunday, I was sitting here. I covered a charity softball game that Notre Dame played against local law enforcement, Notre Dame football. And they put their biggest behemoth guys out at about second base, and that's where they were trying their home run derby, and not one person hit it over the wall. And there was like 6'8", 315 pound guys. You know, you mentioned you were 140 pounds. You're what, about 170 now?
175, yeah.
Okay, 175 now. Obviously, bat speed plays a big part in power, but how do you generate your power? What's the key?
I've been told this. I don't know anything about the body really, but I've been told that I have like quick torch or quick muscles. Quick, I forgot what the word is.
Quick twitch.
Yeah, quick twitch. There we are. So I have that, and that generates. I mean, I swing hard, which also probably comes back to bite me. Like I said, if you try to get too big, but you know, I mean, I try to hit the ball as hard. I try to get in the best position, hit the ball hard, and doubles and gap and stuff like that, so it works out sometimes.
South Bend Cubs infielder Zach Short, our guest, hit the walk-off home run in the 13th inning last night. One more question about Sacred Heart. You told me something around the batting cage today that I was not familiar with, but a former Major League manager
is the athletic director at Sacred Heart. Tell our listeners who it is and what type of relationship you had with him.
It is Bobby Valentine, the former manager of the Mets, Red Sox, and the legend in Japan. Before my freshman year, there was some buzz going around, and I texted the coach, and he was like, "Yeah, it's just speculation right now, nothing going on." And then as I got to my freshman year there, and I saw him, and I was like, "No way!" And because I didn't know until I got there, and you know, he's always been on the baseball team, and I love to pick his brain, anybody's brain like that, and we've sort of hit it off a little bit, you know, but he's a great guy. He does a lot for the school and community, and he's just a great person to talk to all the time.
I know that a lot of major league teams, including the Cubs, like their infielders to be able to play other positions, and I'm sure you can and do. Mm-hmm. I wondered if that started at Sacred Heart. Did you play some third and second there as well?
As a freshman, it was more of like a battle between one of my other really good friends who played second, and I played short, and that was the opening day roster, and it stayed that for the next 3 to 4 years. I was at short, and he was at second. And we had the first game we opened up with Tulane University, and we had like 3 or 4 huge double plays. And the coach comes out to us after the game and says, "Hey, we're thinking of switching you guys tomorrow." And we looked at him like he had two heads. We're like, "No." And after that, there has been nothing, no changes about that. So I played one position there, but then in the Cape Cod League, I played second, third, and short.
And you feel like that's a positive for you moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you never know what people are looking for, what guys above are looking for. And, I mean, it just helps you. You're someone struggling at one position. Maybe you can come in there and pick them up. Or, you know, I mean, you're just not working out at one. It's just you never know where it can take off to.
All right.
Zach Short is our guest, South Bend Cubs infielder. I mentioned on the broadcast last night the way you handle your at-bats, very similar to South Bend's catcher last year, P.J. Higgins. Understands the strike zone, very selective. I even made the comment a couple of days ago, I wish I had a dollar for every time you had a 3-2 count this year. You know, I could buy the whole ballpark a beer, basically. And it's funny, I talked to my 11-year-old. We're talking a lot about pitch selection and, hey, if the count's 2-0, it's got to be right in the middle or just let it go by. Take us through your thought process as a leadoff hitter. You work the count so deep. What is the key to your success?
It's been like that forever, and it's been tough going to where I went to school. The strike zone is from batter's box to batter's box, basically. So, I mean, it helps out here. You know, I mean, umpires are human, too. They'll mess up. But, I mean, you just want to get yourself in a good hitting count. And what I've been trying to work on a lot with the hitting guys here is trying to hit the ball the right field. And like you said, I get a lot of 3-2 counts, which also hurts me sometimes. So I'll get a lot of 2-strike counts. And I almost won't swing at a middle-away pitch until I have to, which, again, comes back to bite me sometimes. Because if I can hit that pitch 0-0 or 1-0 and like, okay, maybe we can go inside now, then I can feel like I can do more damage there. So hopefully, you know, I can get to better hitting counts again and just see the strike zone like you said. So I mean, I like walking, you know. It's almost like a hit to me.
On base is a great thing.
Exactly,
that's the thing.
You know, it's like you said, with leadoff hitters, you know, you try to see more pitches. And to me, I didn't really have to change any approach because I see a lot of pitches sometimes, and the more you're on base, the better chance you have of scoring.
What did Brad Pitt say as Billy Bean in Moneyball? Why do I care whether it's a walk or a hit? As long as you get on base, that's the key. Analytics of baseball.
I'm glad you remember that line.
Well, we just watched the movie the other day, but I've probably seen it 20 times. It's a great movie. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Were you at Eugene last year?
Yes.
Okay. What's the difference in the level? Is it subtle going from that level to here?
It's very similar with hitters, definitely. But I think pitchers here understand they have more of a plan. Like, if a guy on second, nobody outs, they know you're trying to get him over, and they'll throw you 2-seam in and try to break your bat or roll you over to second or short and third, you know, and just so you can't get him over.
Right.
And I think they're a little bit more polished here, but then again, you get the 18, 19-year-old guys who are throwing hard, and, you know, it works out for them, just like wherever you go. So, I mean, it's very similar, though.
Zach, I got to ask you a question that Al Lesar, who works with the South Bend Tribune, did a story recently on this, and it's something I'd really never thought about. Obviously, you guys are individuals trying to move up the chain, but also trying to win baseball games as a team. When you're in college and in high school, leaders kind of develop, and they take control of the team. In minor league clubhouses, do leaders develop?
Absolutely. Chris Peters is the first person that comes to mind.
Really?
He's been hurt for a little while, and I've been colder than whatever in the last month-ish. And he saw me. I got out one time at Great Lakes, one of the first two games. He, like, sat me down. He was like, dude, like, it's over with. Relax. And he'll be the first. It doesn't matter if he goes 0 for 100. He'll be the first person there to pick you up. He was in the dugout talking the whole game. It's just a guy you want to be around. And, you know, everyone tries to be like him. And sometimes you're not. You get frustrated with yourself. And he'll be the first person there to pick you up.
Nice.
He's the definition of a leader and a captain.
Zach, what do you feel like you need to work on at this level this year to keep your progress going so that you're at Myrtle Beach either at the end of this year or next year?
I think every part of my game. In the beginning of the year, I definitely struggled in the field. I was more of like a head case, just trying to find a release point for every position. It's tough. I mean, not to make an excuse or anything, but like I said, to trying to hit the ball, then drive the ball to right field and hit more doubles and be more consistent at the plate. You stay with the same approach, maybe get on base a lot more, work the counts, and, you know, just stay with the same approach.
Final question for you. 5 games left in the first half. South Bend a half a game behind Dayton for the wild card. How important is it to this group to make the postseason?
It is. It's very important. You know, we've been together since spring training. You know, a bunch of us got been together last year, and those guys who weren't in that draft class last year, they went through extended together. And there was a lot of emotion at the end when we won in Eugene last year because those guys went through hell and back to get to Eugene in the hot Arizona weather and extended. And, I mean, we know we can do it. You know, we struggle with a few games that come back to bite us. But I think if we get hot, and hopefully we do tonight, and we're the biggest, I guess, Dayton haters, I guess, right now.
Go Great Lakes.
Yeah, in the nicest way possible.
You know who's pitching for Dayton tonight?
Yeah, I saw that.
Homer Bailey, the Reds starter. But, you know, that could be a good thing. Who knows?
Exactly.
I got to mention, you're part of the Eugene team that won 15 in a row. Yeah. Do you feel invincible during a streak like that?
You don't even think about it. It's, you know, Teddy Payne and I always talk about it's a third inning where it's either us or in Eugene, we just scored multiple runs. It's, okay, you get through the first inning, maybe you score one, but in the third inning, it's, okay, yeah, let's go. And, I mean, even Eugene last year, we'd be down however many in the last 2 innings or something like that, and you'd be like, all right. Like, it's not like you'd wait for it and turn it on. It would just happen.
Right.
Like, you never seem out of a game. And like I said before here, as long as the game's going on, we still have life. We have those kind of guys in the clubhouse. We don't give up. And even every game, like, Cavante hit a home run the other night. We were down 5-3 to
Great Lakes.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
And he hit the home run, and we just all, it's just another life we have. You know, it's the kind of guys we have here.
When you come out to the ballpark tonight, South Bend and Lansing at 7:05, Zach will be in his normal leadoff spot. He'll be playing third base, 6 homers, 24 driven in, and a .402 on base percentage, which is in the top 7 right now in the Midwest League. We appreciate your time tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's Zach Short, South Bend infielder. He'll wear number 3 tonight for the Cubbies.